Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant.
God damn. And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for another edition, rendition, rendition, snippy edition of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. I'm your host, the most eaten toasting ghost, Jay Brown, coming to you semi-live from multiple undisclosed locations that y'all will never find a location of, because that's why we keep changing it. We like this thing like an Apple Maps GPS. It don't never take you the same place twice. I hate Apple Maps.
Yeah, fuck them.
It is truly fucking. He's already said something, so I might as well introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who it is. It's his favorite time of year. He proposed moving Black History Month to next month because niggas love summer and cookouts. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as Mr. Play-by-Play Analysis himself, Devin Ashby. Captain Scully, what's good?
Yes, sir. What's happening, everybody? It is almost act-up weather outside. Actually, it is act-up weather outside, depending on what state you're in. Finally, Connecticut is coming around with the times. It's warm out here. Summer is coming. Cookouts, parties, and cookouts. I love it.
Because that is what the good Lord intended.
And now, women half naked.
What he said. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying yes. I can't be incriminated. And that's how we have undisclosed locations. So I will go on to say, ladies and gentlemen, me and Captain Scully have some news that the world has not yet heard, at least most of it. So let me go out and say, me and Captain Scully, me and Devin Ashby, Mr. Play-by-Play, are members of the National Association of Black Journalists. In case you don't know, that is how we got our start. And we are having our national convention in Birmingham, Alabama, this summer in early August. We are excited to tell you that I will be moderating a panel about podcasting at said conference, and Captain Scully will be on said panel for a podcast discussion. So everybody, yeah, that's what we're talking about, because we're moving on up to the east side, to the southeast side. Captain Scully, tell the people how you feel.
Well, you know, I feel good, you know, like James Brown once said while doped up. I'm joking, let me stop. I promise I'm not going to be like this at the convention.
Yeah, you will.
But yeah, you know, this is cool. You know, it's the first time for everything. It's my first time being on a panel moderating anything. So, you know, I'm going to be ready. Trust me.
It too is my first time. And will I be ready? Absolutely not. Because y'all know how I do. I just kind of do things and they find a way to work out. I don't know how I got into sumo wrestling, but it worked out. I didn't die. I don't know how I got into podcasting, but here I am 100 plus episodes in. And this is what we do, baby. Because why? You can learn everything at D1 Ignite University.
Amen.
And that is how we segue into paying for our tuition, because shit ain't cheap. Anyway, the NBA playoffs are still the number one thing going on. And I had a set list. I had an order of things we needed to talk about. And I can throw that bitch out the window, because Jason Tatum has 1 point as of now, as of this very recording at halftime of the Sixers versus the Celtics in game six. Is this game six or game five?
This is very much game six.
Game six, Celtics up 3-2.
Tatum actually has 3 points.
That's not better.
He had one at halftime, and he has two in the first half. Shout out to Jason Tatum.
He has two in the second half. How much time is left in the third quarter?
5 minutes and 29 seconds. See, this is ridiculous. This is awful. What is he doing? You being too nice. You being too nice. Let's talk about it. This nigga's trash. He got top five talent, but he don't got a top five dog like dog shit.
He ain't got no chihuahua in him. At least chihuahuas act vicious. At least they act like they want some smoke. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what y'all say. You can have, everybody has bad game. No. To have 1 point, 1 point in the NBA half, I can pull any baller from a rec center in anywhere where they play ball in the United States of America, find a guy who's at least 6'3", and have him score one NBA bucket. One NBA bucket? That's what you're telling me he can get? I'm gonna say very, very damning things about Jason Tatum on today's show.
I just keep waiting for him to like really become that dude, like this top five talent that everybody said. And this is going back to Duke, because I wasn't really like it. I never understood the hype of Duke. I was just like, yeah, he's cool, but like, yeah, you know, like I didn't really understand it. Then he got the NBA and it's like you can see the talent is there, like you can see a top five talent in there, but it's like you just keep waiting for it to come out. And at some point, if you keep on doing certain things a certain way, you gotta just, you are who you are. So I mean, he's only 26, getting ready to be, but 26 is kind of that age in the NBA when people generally start turning the corner.
What you mean only 26? He's an NBA vet. This is his sixth year in the league.
Yeah, I was about to say, he'd been in the league like 7 years, but
90% of dudes who set foot in the NBA don't last as long as he has right now. I'm not trying to hear he's only this. No, you are the star. They paid you like one, and this is supposed to be your team. And you know what? Honestly, I don't even give a fuck that the Celtics are winning. I truly don't, because I believe they're up like 6 right now.
No, it's a tie.
They're tied up. And I truly don't give a fuck that they're not down 30 points, which they damn well should. Bro, he is your best player. I get that guys have down games. Guys have bad games. But a down game for your superstar should be 9 of 25 and in the game with, you know, 19, 20 points.
Which that is still possible. But the thing is, like you said, 26 really is the age of the NBA where people start to turn that corner, right? In theory. Like, LeBron won his first title at 26. Giannis won his first title at 26. And a couple other people. Like, you know, they get them around 25, 26, 27. That's kind of when you start to enter the prime. At this point, bro, like, what are we doing here?
I think now is where we have the legit talk of Jason Tatum is starting to look like nobody's number one.
Which is crazy. I'm like, Jaylen Brown got that dog in him, or at least you can see it a little bit. And you wonder if he can do it on his own team, which we'll probably find out 2 summers from now.
We're going to have to, because look, Jaylen Brown, we all understand Jaylen Brown is not the most talented guy in the NBA, but he's a good athlete. He plays hard, and he got that dog in him. Sometimes his lack of talent and that dog kind of intertwine in not a good way, and he turns the ball over a little too much. But I will live with a guy who's playing too hard opposed to a guy who's not giving me enough. I will live with that. I don't know if it's a light skin thing. I don't know if it's a St. Louis thing. I might have to start picking on the city of St. Louis.
Hey, remember that just reminded me. Remember, maybe Coach K was on to something. He said soft ass St. Louis kid. He caught him that in practice once.
Maybe that was in the middle of a game. That was at halftime of a game. That wasn't practice.
Yeah. He called him a soft ass St. Louis, but I don't even know if it's that, because Bradley Beal from St. Louis too. Well, he, never mind. That's a different story. But like, yeah, maybe Coach K was on to something.
Bradley Beal ain't safe in this shit. No one told his bum ass to stay in Washington and then complain. Nobody. I don't think we got the team to do this. I don't know what you know what the future hold. You're the reason you don't have the talent. You took all the money twice.
I mean, it ain't like they're paying anybody else.
They can't. Well,
Porzingis.
But I mean, it's not like they can pay anybody else, but at the same time, it's like everyone else is smart enough to stay away from Washington. Why your dumb ass not?
Well, we'll find out, because Kuzma free agent this summer.
Hey, we gonna find out. But back to Jason Tatum, bitch ass. I wanted to talk about the playoffs as a whole, and I feel like this segment has just turned into Jason Tatum slander. And honestly, I'm gonna keep it going, because there's no reason. There's you can't find me one rhyme, reason, or excuse to have 1 point. Because you know what? Damn it. I get if you're not having a good shooting day, but bro, you can't get to the line. As skilled and as athletic as you are, you can't get to the free throw line.
Keep settling for jump shots. You're not going to get to the line because everybody's going to just keep letting you shoot them things. And this is the other thing, too. This same game, this same scenario last year in Boston, in Milwaukee, Tatum had 45 in the game. And I can't remember how many he had at halftime, but like he was lighting bitches up. You come in down on the road again, 1 point or three. Maybe it's more by now. I don't know. But nope, still 3 points. Philly's taking the lead. Philly's taking the lead. 3 points. Don't 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 0 of 6 on 3-pointers, 1 of 13 on field goals, only 1 free throw, and 3 turnovers.
And
what are we doing?
And I don't know about y'all, but as my years playing basketball at different levels, I'm not even going to pretend like I was the greatest ball player of all time. But you know what?
I
did when the jump shot doesn't fall, because you know there are some days the ball just doesn't go. I take my ass to the basket, get fouled, and go to the free throw line. Why? Those are easy buckets. Those are easy points. You're an NBA all-star. You should make your free throws. And two, they're gonna give you the calls. You're a superstar. You get superstar calls.
Is he a superstar? I feel like he's more of a star. Like, I think that's the other thing. We got to just stop throwing the word superstar around willy-nilly. I think there is a pantheon. There are different tiers. You have stars, and then you have superstars. There's maybe only like 5 or 6 superstars in the league. Like, LeBron, Steph, Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and Giannis are probably the only superstars in the league that I could think of off the top of my head right now. Then you got stars. You got Ja Morant. You got Jason Tatum. Devin Booker. Luka, you know, like
I think Luka is definitely a superstar.
Luka's a superstar too, but he don't have the team success that those other guys have.
He doesn't, but if you want to talk about age and being relatively young,
but yeah, Luka actually, yeah, no, you're right. Luka
just has Luka syndrome. His style of play just don't really lead.
And he's a victim of circumstance too, because you got to play for Mark Cuban, who is a victim
of circumstance. But Jason Tatum is not a victim of any of this bullshit.
Sure, he
needs to put the ball in the fucking basket. Al Horford has 2 points,
but he's Al Horford. You don't expect him to, like, Al Horford is 37 years old, bro. That's like, he's not supposed to be out here lighting it up right now. Like, Al Horford having 2 points is not an issue to me, because he's Al Horford. It's not Atlanta Al Horford. It's not University of Florida Al Horford.
No, like, I mean that to say there is no reason a guy like Jason Tatum should only have 1 more point than Al Horford by the third quarter.
Okay, that makes sense. With the third quarter getting ready to end, too. It's not even like it's early in the third quarter.
Ladies and gentlemen, as of now, as me speaking this sentence, there's 1:14 left in the third quarter. Jason Tatum has 3, count them, 1, 2, 3 points. He has the number of points that is on Derwin James's jersey. That's on Allen Iverson's jersey. He has 1, 2, count them, 1, 2, 3.
Crazy. Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart each have 17. Al Horford has 2. Robert Williams has 8. How does Robert Williams have more points than Jason Tatum? The hell is going on here?
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it. Robert Williams is not a scorer at all. There is no reason he should even be having the ball in his hand. Like, what are we doing here?
And it's also not even the fact that he only has 3 points. I am more upset that he has 13 shots and only has 3 points. By the way, he's 0-for-6 from 3. So why are we still shooting the ball? Go in the fucking basket. You know, and through all of this, why are we acting like Jason Tatum not 6'9", 6'10", 6'8", somewhere around there? He's 7 foot in my book. Once you hit that 6'8", 6'9", mark, you're fucking 7 foot. I don't really care about semantics. You can't get to the basket. Bro, Joel Embiid has 1 knee. Joel Embiid is out there on 1 knee. Who else is out there to stop your big ass? PJ Tucker 6'5", bro. You tell me you can't get the drop on PJ Tucker once or twice and a half. He's a good defender. He's a great defender. I'm not taking that away from him. You can't get by PJ Tucker one or two times and a half.
Yeah, I'm about to say fuck that. He's 38.
He is 38.
He's 38.
I want y'all
and not LeBron 38. We're like an actual human 38.
I want y'all to realize PJ Tucker was playing ball at Texas when I was in the fourth grade.
Just for context, I didn't even know this. PJ Tucker and LeBron James are in the same class. Yes. Like they came in the same draft class together. Like he's a human being 38. LeBron is a LeBron 38. That's different than regular 38.
The only thing that's stopping them is James Harden has come back down to earth and he's not really shooting really well.
But even James Harden, we want to talk about Tatum. Harden is the exact same way. He is very mercurial. Like, he will have 45 points, and then he'll disappear for a couple of games, and people will be like, where's James Harden? And then he'll come back in game four and have, like, another 38, you know? Yes. And then he'll kind of – he does this. This is James Harden. James Harden's been doing it for years.
And I've come to expect that from James Harden. I've said for years, I'm not trusting James Harden with the game on the line. And that's kind of big. That
sure won't.
That's fine. That's fine. He has another superstar to pick up the slack. And right now, Jaylen Brown is doing that. He's
everything. Jaylen Brown is putting that team on his damn back. Him and Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart.
Back to Marcus Smart. We talked about it on your show. Is Marcus Smart good at what he does? Yes.
Yes.
Do I want to take anything away from Marcus Smart in his game? No. It's still fuck Marcus Smart because I'm not letting that ride. Grand Prairie Boys and Girls Club stand up. Fuck Turnkey. But that's a different point. That's a different thing. If Marcus Smart has 17 points and Jason Tatum, who's supposed to be your leader, your best player, your highest paid guy, has 3 going into the fourth quarter, I'm not letting this ride. I am not. I could say a lot of things, but I can't let this ride. I've been talking shit about him and the fucking Celtics for 11 minutes and 20 seconds.
We're really doing it.
Wreck.
All right, let's talk about actual winners. It'd be funny if they come back and win this game too, but yeah.
Either way, all right, actual winners. The Suns and the Nuggets series, it's been tight. It's been cool. Do the Nuggets have a one-game lead at this point, or is it 2-2?
It is 3-2.
It is 3-2 Nuggets.
And it's basically, see, here's the other thing. See, Phoenix, everybody was wondering when they made the KD trade. Like, it's no doubt that KD makes them, in theory, a better team. But they sacrificed a lot to get him. Like, you sacrificed your entire bench. And it is showing in this year. It wasn't going to show against LA because, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were hurt. They can't never stay healthy, whatever. But the Denver Nuggets were deep. They're a deep team. They deep starters, deep bench, everything. That depth was going to come into question. And that was without Chris Paul getting hurt. And now DeAndre Ayton is out tonight, who clearly doesn't want to be there anyway.
He clearly doesn't want to be there.
He's like, so you are down to Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and them.
And are we going? What we're forgetting is DeAndre Ayton's not going to be there. Jokic was already giving him buckets.
That nigga couldn't check a stationary bike.
He was giving DeAndre Ayton fits. And now I couldn't even tell you who the Suns' damn backup center is, but he ain't going to have no fun tonight.
Landale, I think is his name, but like he's only so much he can do against Jokic. Like it's one thing to be checking Miles Plumlee.
Yeah.
You know, like. Nigga,
and we're not saying that it's just an easy job to check Jokic. There's probably not a center on the planet that could keep Jokic from, you know, under 25 points.
But that's the thing. You don't even need – he doesn't even need to score 25 because he'll still drop 13 assists on your head.
He'll still have 13 assists and somehow he can't jump over a water bottle, but he'll have 8 rebounds.
He'll have 10 points, 15 assists, and 16 rebounds. And it's just like, what is going on here? It's like, bro, how does a 7-footer have this kind of court vision?
He finds a way to just
see. He can't move.
He can't, bro. The thing is, we always
laboring up the court, bro.
We always want to talk about how, yeah, NBA athletes, they're more athletic than you think. Even the guys who we say, quote unquote, aren't athletic. Are a million times more athletic than the average person. Not
even Kendrick Perkins will give us buckets.
Yeah, yes, but not Nikolai Jokic. Athletically, ain't shit special about that man.
He is a regular dude. He is a regular dude.
Who just happens to be 7'3". But
with the pass, with the vision of an AR missile.
Of a fucking hawk. But I'm firm believe if Jokic was 6'6", he couldn't dunk the ball. I'm a firm believer that he can only dunk because he's 7 feet tall.
He would literally be Luka if he were 6'6". Just not as good of a shooter.
Luka's somewhat athletic. Now, granted, can he mainly dunk the ball because he's 6'7", 6'8"? Yeah. Yeah. At least Luka can run.
I mean, Jokic be getting up that court now.
No, when was the last time you saw Jokic knee to chest, take off full speed down court?
Oh, no. He's not ooping it, but he will handle the ball. He'll bring the ball up on like a fast break.
No, it's not that. I'm talking like Jokic don't never run full speed.
And, oh, no, absolutely not. No,
I don't.
He looks like he'd be.
He'd be waddling up the court. Now,
right.
I think that's what Embiid should do, because Embiid be looking tired as fuck around third, fourth quarter. He'd be huffing and puffing around the court.
And he'd be in pain, too, though, because his knees are shot. That man don't have no knees.
He definitely ain't got no knees, and he's going to have surgery again in the offseason. And, hey, when you're 7 feet tall, 300 pounds, fuck that 280 he listed at. That motherfucker is not under 300 pounds.
Yeah,
not,
no.
Not a
ain't no way. In all honesty, I'm going to tell you, like, this I just learned this just because we know plenty of athletes, and you were an athlete, so I'm sure you know this. That 280 is what he came into camp as. That is not what he is during the season.
I'm bullshit. He did not come into camp at 280. He ain't been 280.
He lost enough weight for weigh-in and then just got it all back right after.
Bro, he ain't been 280 since Kansas.
Yeah, no, Kansas, he was little.
Since he walked into the door at Kansas, that's when maybe he was 280. 280,
yeah. Nuts.
I'm not. We're moving on. LeBron and Steph. Now, I'm going to be real with you. This was not the matchup that I think we all thought. Yes, Steph and LeBron are going at it, but I think the Warriors and the Lakers are a bad mismatch for the Warriors that I don't think anyone anticipated.
I did. What are you talking about? No, everybody. See, I'm tired of people acting like this is so shocking. The Warriors have no big men at all.
None.
Looney is great. He's a rebounding machine. All the respect in the world to him, but you can only hold up so much against that. Like, I expected Anthony Davis to eat these niggas alive.
And he's having a pretty good series.
Yes, when he's not getting concussions and,
you know,
whatnot, leaving, you know,
even in a wheelchair.
You hope he's feeling better and he didn't actually like really severely injure himself. Because, you know, at some point, the jokes get old. Like, at some point, you really do be hoping Duke can stay healthy because he's too talented. But that being said, he is eating these niggas a lot. But he keep having, like, up and down games. Like, he'll have 25, 15, and 6. And then he'll turn around and do, like, a Tatum and have, like, 10 points on 1 of 18 shooting. And it's just so weird. And it was so up and down that even the coaches got concerned. It was crazy.
They're just a bad matchup, because what Golden State's calling card has been their entire run, their entire dynasty, is we make you play small ball, and you can't play small ball better than us because we have the two greatest shooters and we have two all-time great defenders in Klay and Draymond. And that's cool, except when another team plays small ball and you're like, I can leave Anthony Davis out there for small ball. He can still guard anybody on the court. LeBron, and he's 7 foot. I have LeBron James on my team who can guard anybody and is not afraid of a small ball lineup. He's 6'9". I can throw Rui Hachimura out there to help guard and help play defense. He's 6'8". He can hit open jumpers even though his offensive game isn't fully developed. So I can still leave Austin Reeves out there who at this point is their second most consistent scorer. D'Lo is still okay in that small ball lineup. It's not like Steph is out there being 6'6". Lonnie Walker's having a damn good series. So it's the point of you're getting out small balled, and by the way, their small ball is bigger than your small ball, so it don't really help.
Real big balls, just big hanging balls,
just bull balls,
right?
You know, it is what it is. That's what's happening. To move on to your series that you think you have won, that you think you got a little bit of hope. You still believing in your Knicks?
Those are my Knicks. Fuck them.
Knicks to beat the Heat.
Yeah, that ain't my team. Fuck the Knicks. No.
I'm just saying.
When you open the door a little bit, I'm just saying. It's not out of the realm. I feel like this NBA season has been crazy enough that all of the series in which teams were down 3-1, I feel like all of them could come back in theory. Like, I feel like the Warriors could come back. I feel like the Knicks could come back.
Now, let's be real. The Warriors ain't got that dog in them this year. If this was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
No, I mean, I know that. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying they could theoretically.
I don't even think they can. And the Knicks for sure ain't got that dog in them to win again in Miami.
We'll see.
I don't think they got it.
I don't think they will, but we'll see.
But I'm just saying, Brunson had to score 40.
He doesn't do that every night.
Julius Randle had to have 25, and RJ Barrett had to have 24. Now, what are the odds of – oh, on top of that, it took all of that, and Jimmy was pedestrian by Jimmy's standards. He was like – I think he was like 8 for 25 and ended with 19, something like that.
That's regular season, Jimmy.
Yeah, but it took an off night for Jimmy. By the way, Jason Tatum, that's what an off night should look like for an NBA star. It should be 8 for 25, 8 for 20 something, 19, 20 points. That's what an off night looks like. But either way,
speaking of Tatum, Tatum is up to 5 points now.
Five
in a tie game. Can you imagine if he'd hit just two of these shots?
Heat in six. We're done talking about basketball because I'm just gonna keep pissing myself off. I'm mad. I'm gonna say some things to get myself canceled on my non-existent podcast network that I am 100% on and 100% in charge of. Anyway, Captain Scully, you ready? Ready to get some lightheartedness and have some fun?
Yes, sir.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're finna play a game called Pun Wars. Captain Scully been practicing. I've been pretending to practice. So let me explain to y'all what Pun Wars with bars. So this is what we going to do. I'm going to say something or Captain Scully going to say something. And I got to respond. Example. Batman listening to the Carter 3. That's a Bruce Wayne.
Batman on drugs. That's a Bruce Bane.
Oh. I do push-ups in my camo. You can call that major pain.
I'm on the corner like Damson Idris selling that cocaine. Oh, I didn't do that right, did I?
No, that still works. That still works.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I have no idea how we're going to start nor finish this. But we going to start over and
I think we'll know pretty quickly when we're finished. Like that.
We're going to know. And for everyone else who's going to make fun of our lack of bars, hey, that's why we podcast and don't drop bars. That's why we don't rap.
Right. We're ghostwriters for a reason.
Definitely ghostwriters for a reason. We need time to, you know, get the pen work. Yeah. The Super Hot Fire would help us so much. I should have watched more Super Hot Fire videos. Okay. The sun is out here stretching. That's a long day.
Rapping like E-40. That's out in the bay.
I gotta wait till Friday just so I can see some pay.
Tevin Campbell in the 2000s. That's gay.
Why?
You said Big Show. We gotta come up.
That's fine. That's fine. Jamie Foxx, get better. Put your shades on, cause that's Ray.
Wow.
I'm like a Christian on Sunday. Pray.
I looked at my calendar and I circled it because it's a new day.
I'm like a toddler getting ready to go on a field trip.
Yay!
All right, you win. You win that round. I'm done.
I want to know that Tevin Campbell thing. That might have been, I can't remember if it was 90s or 2000s, but there was a minute where he just kind of looked up like, yo, I like niggas.
I think we can only do one more round of this before one of us goes insane. you can start this one off. You can start this
one. Biggie Smalls' other nickname as Frank White. He called himself the Black Frank White.
All right.
Hey, that works.
You're right.
He did it again.
I touched my shoulder while the moon was out, cause I can feel it in the night. Yeah.
Damn. I figured this one would be easier.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. My girlfriend seen I had a sandwich. She asked, "Could she take a bite?"
Hold on. We got this. Bruce Wayne after dark. Cause he's the Dark Knight.
Like a black girl at a middle school at 4 a.m. Yo, you wanna fight? Not just black girls, white girls did it too, but I just, you know.
Like leggings after a BBL. Damn, they fit tight.
I'm like a black person when white people aren't threatened. Man, you real bright.
No. You like a white person when they see OJ Simpson cross the street in the 80s. You know what? You all right.
No. I'm like a white person after OJ got off. Nigga, you want to fight?
I'm like a kid on a windy day. Let's go fly a kite.
I'm like a wife in an argument she clearly lost. She's still right.
I'm running out of rhyming words, like a lot of you.
I thought that would be easy.
Oh. Captain Scully, I think I'm gonna have to concede to you. You win. Psych!
I'm like that one ice cream commercial. What would you do for a Klondike?
I'm like Ash Ketchum when it comes to Misty. You ain't never gonna get that bike.
I'm like the slur for a lesbian. I'm not gonna finish it because you know what I'm gonna say. It's like, yo, no, I'm not gonna go there.
I'm like when Plies and T-Pain get together. Shawty didn't know how to throw it bike.
Calvin Cambridge in the 90s. I'm trying to be like Mike. Or 2000s, but yeah.
Like Mike. I'm Jamal when he wants to put on his glasses. I have 20/20 sight.
Like Stevie Wonder, I'm out of sight.
Nope, you can't use the same word twice. That's it. It's a tie.
Wait a minute, what you mean? I didn't say sight.
You said like Stevie Wonder, I'm out of sight.
Yeah, I didn't say that before.
No, I just said the word sight.
You did?
Yeah, I said, Jamal, when he puts on his glasses, I got 20/20 sight.
God dog it. See, I got to pay attention. See that? Yeah. You will.
It's a tie. We both won. Ladies and gentlemen, if you sat through all of that, I don't know why you did that. That was horrible. But, hey, that's the point of the show.
I almost got canceled a couple times. Yeah.
He definitely got canceled a few times, but, you know, he caught himself. Ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time to get into some more ignorant things because that is what we do. I can only slander Jason Tatum so much, but as soon as they lose this game, I'm there. Oh, I'm going on the, y'all better check the ignorant Twitter. Y'all better check the ignorant Twitter because I'm finna go on a rant. Anyway, we have the nominations for this year's 2023 class of the fictional ignorant Hall of Fame. We will get to the non-fictional at a later date, but right now, some fictional ignorant Hall of Fame nominees. Right now, Captain Scully, can you give me your animated character ignorant Hall of Fame nominee?
Alrighty. I am going to go with Plankton. You know, because when he aired the clip out on that entire family, like he told that woman, she called her an old hag, said that old boy need to go hit the wick room, told the grandmother she need to be down in the box floating down the river. Like, Plankton really aired the clip out of all the dudes. You know, Plankton, man, at some point you got to let it go. Stop chasing that formula.
What I want to know is, y'all remember in the first SpongeBob movie how Plankton just took over the world because he had the Krabby Patty secret formula? How does that equal taking over the world? I don't get it.
Because crabs was so popular, you know? King Neptune loved it. But got King Neptune.
I guess, you know, King Neptune, y'all all remember the part. Bald. Okay. All right, for y'all, my ignorant Hall of Fame nominee for animated character, the one and the only Wizard Kelly, y'all.
Damn it. You know, I knew you were going to say that. Like, I don't know why, but in my head, I was thinking Wizard Kelly.
Because this man, Wizard Kelly, solely became successful to spite Oscar Proud.
Never seen that bigger face.
Never saw his face. He did it just to piss off Oscar Proud. And he was so good at it. The Wizard owned everything in the town that Oscar lived in. Why Oscar still live in that town, I don't know. But you can't tell me that's not ignorant as hell to just, you ain't got to prey on him, on another man's downfall. He just say, my success is your downfall. That's ignorant as hell.
I forgot, what was their connection? Why didn't they like each other?
They went to high school together.
Because, yeah, I hadn't watched the show in a while. I totally forgot that they knew each other.
They went to rival schools. There was a lot of things that happened, and the Wizard was just most successful.
It's no face, no case, and he just be out here dribbling that ball and own everything. We put penny on and everything.
Every fucking thing. So our next nominee for the Ignorant Hall of Fame, this will be a black character. Doesn't matter, animated, real, or not. They just have to be of African-American descent. Captain Scully, who is your Ignorant Hall of Fame nominee for a black character?
Fillmore. That chicken was dry. Real dry. Like, she was 7 years old. She don't know how to cook chicken. Y'all were children. Like, why are you doing her like that? And she white, too. A white child.
I mean, but she tried to play him for a sucker.
And she tried to play him.
Fillmore said, I ain't going out like that. Be at HQ in the morning for you to take these lumps, and I'm snitching to whoever it is I'm supposed to snitch to because I'm safety patrol.
Right.
I got one that I know that everyone's not expecting. My Black Ignorant Hall of Fame nominee, Stephen Q. Urkel.
Oh, you would think that would make sense. Absolutely.
Urkel was one of the most ignorant people in the world because he came over every day just to fuck with Carl, just to mess with Eddie, and just to holler at Laura. Imagine your worst enemy / your best friend coming to your house every day, fucking something up, and trying to hit on your sister. That is it.
And continuously not succeeding.
And continuously not succeeding to the point He wears her down so bad she gives up and says, I can't imagine my life without you. Nigga, you can't? I guess not, but it's not for good reason.
Actually, to the point that he had to change his entire identity. She would go out with his alter ego.
And had a date with his alter ego, then said, I want Steve, then go back to rejecting Steve, and then finally want Steve. And I'm not going, and you know what? I'm going to say it. It's unpopular. I'm going to say it. Myra was better. I think Myra looked better.
I'm going to take your word for it because I didn't watch the show like that.
You should have. I think Myra looked better. RIP to her because she is no longer with us. But great character. I think Myra looked better. Finally, our Ignite Hall of Fame. Our last one is just simply a character. And not a fictional character. Doesn't matter what they look like, who they look like, whatever. Ignite Hall of Fame nominee, Captain Scully.
Well, while we're on the line of people, Jamie King, I'm gonna tell you what, he was an ignorant motherfucker. That is a funny dude right there, bro. He is hilarious. The funniest show ever was the Jamie Foxx show. I don't understand the trend of like getting your own TV show, naming it after you in real life, but then you get a character in the show with like your first name but a different last name. Like Jamie King. Steve Hightower.
Are we real? Nah, because what we're not going to do is act like Eve didn't have a show named Eve where we all know it was Eve, but her character name was Shelly. What? That's what we're not going to forget.
What the hell are we doing? What the hell? Matter of fact, all six black, six, just they'll put them all in the Ignite Hall of Fame for that.
We all
the people. Only one that was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and his name was actually Will Smith in the show.
Yes, and it's also the fact that he was
the only one.
Will Smith was quite literally playing himself. I mean, right. Eve was playing herself, basically, and so was Steve Harvey.
Shelly. That's who Eve was playing, was Shelly.
Yes, but Jamie Foxx, Jamie King, definitely belongs in the Ignite Hall of Fame. Not to mention that Jamie Foxx gave us...
Saying Family Matters is so funny that it was called Family Matters and everybody just calls it Steve Urkel. Like, he wasn't even the main character until, like...
Till season later. Two?
Yeah, so...
Till season two.
And you know what you were saying.
And we can't forget that Jamie King brought us one of the best producer tags of the generation. And Pierre, you want to come out here? So I will say my final nominee for the Ignite Hall of Fame. You know him, you love him. He played every sport known to man and whooped every man involved, even though he was not one. Air Bud.
Air Bud. They're putting Air Bud in.
Air Bud was eating it as hell because ain't no reason a dog supposed to be giving people buckets. How you supposed to explain to your father in the ride home why you couldn't stop a dog? Why you couldn't get a squeaky toy?
I was about to say, what are them rides home like? Dad, shut the fuck up.
A dog? 25 and 9. Why Air Bud? Why Air Bud get more buckets than Jason Tatum?
This nigga was hitting 90 mile an hour fast bars.
He was going over the middle. Odell Hands ain't got shit on Air Bud.
Remember he had all the sons and then they all got kidnapped by that dude because they were trying to make a super dog or whatever, or like super animals, trying to get the air. Like, yo, on some Kentucky Derby shit. He out here breeding.
All I'm going to say is Air Bud, Golden Retriever, still belong in the Ignite Hall of Fame.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have you know, as of right now, there are 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the game. The Boston Celtics are up 87-83 on the 76ers. I hope and pray that changes. But if it does not, keep your eye out on the D1 Ignite Twitter because I will be going on several rants today. And I'm not ashamed because it will happen.
Jason Tatum is up to 13 points. That's somewhat respectable.
No, because he's still 3 for 17.
No, I know. I'm saying it's in the case of like, yo, at least you have an NBA stat line now.
Yes, at least you have double digits.
Because God forbid, at one point he had less points than Robert Williams through three quarters.
We need to end the show. So thank you for tuning in to the one and only D1 Indian University podcast. We look forward to coming to you semi-live whenever the hell I feel like it. Why? Because I can do that. So ladies and gentlemen, like I love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving, and we out. Damn it, Jason Tatum. The University.